Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Soundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Soundra. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Clift reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Clift moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Soundra covering, for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Kennedy moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soondra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soondra moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball towards center field. Judnick fields the ball and throws to third. Clift drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Clift. Callaway scores. Moses moves to third. West moves to second. One out. It's 6-1, Browns. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soondra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soondra bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Moses reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Appling steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Stevens moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Judnick scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soondra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soondra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Judnick scores. One out. It's 8-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chartak takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Chartak moves to second. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sundra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. There goes West trying to get to third. Chartak throws the ball into Stevens, who relays the ball to Clift, who tags West for the out. One out. It's 8-3, Browns. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. QL takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.